at Iowa Speedway. I am visiting right now with Ray Deffenbaugh. And Ray, you were out here with Syngenta receiving a nice check from them that comes from an effort to help the Prime the Pump initiative. First of all, for those who don't know, tell us a little bit about Prime the Pump, because you're pretty involved, I understand.
Yeah, I'm chairman of the group, but that 25 cents won't buy you a cup of coffee. What you have to realize is market development is important. We think we've got the product, we've got the octane, we just need to get a distributive effort. It's kind of like a chicken and the egg. The autos hold off because of the pump, the pumps hold off because of the retailers, you know, because of the auto. So Prime the Pump is addressing that. Now, you know, there's government programs, and they've been helpful in the past, but, you know, really you have to rely on industry efforts that are long-term. Government programs, they change, and they change with politics, really. So this is a self-help effort by not only the ethanol industry, but people that benefit from the ethanol industry. And yes, Syngenta was very good. They contributed a nice check, $225,000 for the effort, and they'll have two more installments. They think in terms that probably total $600,000, depending on circumstances as it moves forward. So it's a real good thing. Prime the Pump is, and it's working on the retail, getting high volume gas stations to utilize and put pumps in. I think about 80% of the pumps that are going in are flex pumps as well, so that's good as well.
So you're basically like giving them a grant on their initial investment on the infrastructure? Or?
That's right. Where it's even good, we've been doing this for over a year now, and USDA, after the EPA made their announcement on the RVO, cut it back a little, Secretary of Agriculture Vilsack came up with this program. And the idea is to promote corn, so CCC funds are used in it. And of course, ethanol is a method for promoting that. So they've been very helpful, but it's kind of like in the military, you leverage your power. That's one of the trainings they give you. Well, here we're leveraging industry money with government money to help corn, help the ethanol world, help the rural communities, even help the health for those in the urban areas.
So. Yeah, absolutely. Now, I know that you were at the fuel ethanol workshop here this just not very long ago. I understand you got a nice honor there. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, they did give me a nice honor, and I'm humbled by that. It's called the High Octane Award, and you know, I'm very proud and thankful for what they've done, but on an award like that, at least in my case, it really should go to a lot of people, because what any one of us can do individually won't work if you don't have the help of others. That might include the board of directors that cooperates, allows you time and money to do the effort, and people in the industry. So, you know, I guess it's hard to really share like that, but I'm astutely aware that while I particularly got the award, it really belongs to a lot of other people that helped in the effort.
Well, congratulations, well deserved. Even so,
well, thank
it's great
you.
To see you out here. We're looking forward to a wonderful race with the truck series, and that is sponsored by American Ethanol and presented by Inogen with Syngenta.